robot voice of the community. K-A-Y-T. Gina Alexandria.
Greetings and blessings from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
I am Reverend Eugene Stevenson, pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church in Alexandria, Louisiana, and New Beaver Baptist Church in Boise, Louisiana.
The Word of God, Mark 16:15-16 says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. Listen to a gospel message already in progress.
Say, I don't want him to say, Eugene, I know you, but depart from me. I don't they'll say I'm crazy, but I don't care what people say anyway.
All right.
As long as I'm praising the Lord. See, your gift, let me tell you something, your breakthrough is in the praise.
In your
the word of God and the praise.
That's right.
So if you have your Bibles, let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 17. Now, this ain't what I wanted to say. That's why I said I don't try to. I don't be trying to.
God lead.
Yeah, he did me here, so. Well, I ain't studying for it, but he did me here.
Fix it up.
Amen.
17th chapter, 1 Samuel, that's Old Testament.
Yes.
32nd verse. Third Sunday, don't forget that morning. I have to be there a little early that morning. Go ahead on. I was talking to my brother yesterday in Arkansas on a Serenity Garden funeral, and I was telling him that I will be baptizing my son on Father's Day. Amen.
Amen.
It's a blessing, you know. I try to tell my son all the time, I'm paving the way for him.
Amen.
He thinks it's harsh, but in the years to come, he'll thank
you. Yeah, thank you, lady.
Thank you. My mama used to beat me up and whoop me and stuff. I thank her, even though she's not with us in the flesh. Hello, devil, always in the speaker, ain't it? That Tom was telling me that the other day. Every time you're ready to preach, you don't know devil in anything. But my mom big anyway, so I ain't worried about that. 17:32 said, David said unto Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thou servant will go and fight with this Philistine. Saul 33 said, today thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him. Thou art but a youth and a man of war from his David said unto Saul, thou servant kept his father's sheep.
All right.
And there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. 35. I went out after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Thou servant, 36 says, slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he had defied the armies of the living God. And David said, whoa, the Lord deliver me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear. He will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with you.
Amen.
Amen.
That's an encouragement. So that's enough to encourage you right there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God favors me.
God favors me.
God favors me.
Amen.
This is a oneness thing now. I'm talking about myself and you talk about your sins. God favors me.
God favors me.
My Lord.
You know, if it wouldn't be the favor of God, we wouldn't be sitting up in this house.
Amen. Amen.
If we just think about it, we wouldn't be up in here
right now.
Today.
Praising God today.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But God favored you. May old Satan lay down and act right this morning. Brought you again to the house of worship. That's enough to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
God favors me.
God,
you know what's a funny thing when God has his hand on me? The devil gonna always pick at you. And I was telling Eugene, my son, this morning, I had left. I always put my keys down and can't find them. That's what happens, one, because I've been trying to get the sons, but the devil always try to hold you up some kind of way. And I was saying, Eugene, you're 9 years old, son, and I say, I'm trying to show you how to live, not a perfect life, but to live, because none of us are perfect. But to live a life according to what God expects of all of us. God expects us to help one another. God expects us to love one another. God expects us to serve him in sincerity and in the heart. And I don't care what you say about it, we're going to go through things. Me and you on down, we're going to go, I stay going through stuff. But I know how to pray. You got to know how to pray. You got to have a relationship with the Lord. I don't care what you say.
It's your right. It's your right.
If you ain't got a relationship, if you got one with him, Say, Lord, I want a stronghold with you.
Yes, sir. Yes.
You see, as I shared with McKenna the other day, and she was listening, you know, because I'm always trying to feed her something of the word, because I know you've been working with the devil all night long, and the word of God will smooth your spirit.
Yes, sir.
I know what I'm talking about.
You're right.
And she'd be thinking I'd be fussing, but I'm just trying to feed her what God told me to do 17 years ago. Teach her my word.
That's right, that's right. That's
God
right.
told me that. And the only way we're going to have a smooth day is through the word of God.
That's all.
Yeah, that's right.
That's it.
You got to know how to deal with the devil.
Yeah. Right.
Because if you don't deal with him,
he's going to deal
with you. Yes, sir.
What are you going to
do? He's going to deal with you. Yes, sir.
Let me
tell you all you know. Yes, he don't care how fine you is.
What?
You don't care how much gold you got.
Right.
You don't care what kind of car you drive. Right. That Negro coming at you.
Yes, sir.
And if you don't know no word, know how to deal with him in an intelligent way that the Lord told you, he going to have you.
Yes, sir.
This boy here was a little bit of a rooted tooth boy right here. And if you look in, let me do a little teaching for 1 minute. If you look in 1 Samuel chapter 15, boy, God don't forget nothing. He gave him a job assignment for Saul.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
He said in 15:2, I remember how the Amalekites did my children.
All right.
When they were coming out of bondage, they tried to kill them. Now I want you to go and I want you to destroy all the Amalekites. It's in your mind.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's in the Bible. I want you to look at the Bible. I ain't no gays and stuff. Look at the word. That's the only thing gonna give you some spirit. If that young lady would have had some Jesus in her, and I pray for that family. When she drove up on 49 and parked over to the side and her baby was in the car, she jumped down over 50 feet.
Ooh.
Ooh. You tell me that devil ain't powerful.
Yeah.
Left her car on the side of the road. And y'all know how y'all get up on 49 when you're going up that in that building. And pulled over to in the middle of the daylight.
Ooh, Lord, real.
And jumps over.
Oh, my God.
You tell me the devil ain't busy.
Oh, my God.
Something wrong with you. That happened. Because it come through my phone. That happened. One day, Sunday, that must was Friday, one of them days. I can't keep these days with the fact. I'm trying to tell you how the devil will make you.
Yes, sir.
Tell it real.
That devil will have you on skid row bum. Half falling out. And everything else. Can't keep nothing down and everything else. If you ain't got God down on the inside of you.
Trouble.
You're kidding.
Rubble.
He played for keeps. And if you look in your city, you'll see what's going on. The devil is not playing with us, church. We got to stay on pins and knees. All them children that got killed and shot up over there on Baker Street, I knew all of them.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I knew all of them.
Oh,
I watched them grow up from 1 year old all the way. Some of them in the hospital and others, one that got dead and others. The devil got a pity party out of there.
Yes, sir.
We shouldn't get no glory in that. We're supposed to be sad and worrying and praying because just because it ain't my child, that don't mean I got. You know why? Because it could have been me.
Yes, sir.
It could have been my child. That was caught up in that foolishness.
That's right.
Let me tell you something. We can watch our children for a little while. But sooner or later, they're going to spray away. They're going to get grown, in other words, and they're going to get into things like we do to them. But you got to have the Lord in his life or her life. You got to say, I plead the blood over my child. See, mama pleaded the blood over me because if it wouldn't be for mama and my grandma, I'd be dead sleeping in my head straight to hell. We'd be in that. What nobody say? Can't nobody get you up out of that 6 feet ground but the Lord.
Thank you.
You got Lazarus up, didn't you?
Yes,
he said, Martha, I don't need to know. I don't need you to tell. I just need you to show me. He already knew where he was. But he said, show me where he laid. Martha said, he been dead 4 days. He's stinking with barfing. He said, I ain't asked you. Just show me. I'm going to show you who I am.
Yes, sir. Got him up. Yes, sir.
David here, looking at you, talking this old crooked song, because he was a crook.
Yes, sir.
God had already told Samuel to say, I got a man in the 1 Samuel 13:14. He said, I got a man after my own heart.
Yes, sir.
That you don't even know about. Then 16th chapter, Samuel went down and God said, go down there to Jesse's house. I got a boy down there. Let me tell you something. God, when he tells you something, he don't tell you everything about what's going to happen or nothing. He just leads you, but he's going to be with you now.
Yeah, you got it.
He's going to be with you now.
Yes, sir.
You
got it.
She's going down there. I got a boy down there that's going to be the leader of my people. And he made Emory and die, pass by. The 16th chapter. Sam, go read. Oh, yeah. Then he made all of the sons pass before him. It was 7 boys. And then they were sitting down on the seat, and Samuel the prophet, the seer, said, Jeff.
That's one
more. What is that? Now, God, I know you ain't an absolute minded. But I saw all these children, and you told me now one of them is going. He's up. Now, what's going on now?
Yeah.
What? And Jesse said, I got one more.
One more.
Yeah.
One more.
And that's just like me. I ain't got no prestigious job. I go downtown, but my main thing is I love to wash cars. And that's when I can get to talk to people and get to minister to people. Because the Lord said, if you speak of me, I'm going to be, when you doing my work, I'm going to be working behind the scenes to do the work for you. Let me tell you something, God is not like you and I. We may be talking about happy with somebody today and tomorrow, God ain't like that. Be like that. I wish I could play that piano like Guru. She's anointed to do that.
Yes, she's anointed.
Jealousy is not in my vocabulary because it's up to them. That's what kicked Satan out of heaven, didn't it?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to be like the Most High God. David told this king, little bitty boy, they don't even know that God is going to use this boy to deliver them out of the hands of the Philistines.
Yes,
and all of us in here have had at one time a Philistine giant in our life. Somebody got it in your life right now. There you do.
Amen.
But you got to know how to handle that Philistine giant. You can't take your gun and shoot the Philistine giant because you're going downtown. They're going to call it second degree murder. You got to know how to deal with your giant. Can I get a witness? David's here saying, watch what he say. He say, let no man's heart fail because of him.
My Lord.
Thou servant will go and fight with this Philistine.
All right.
Now this is a boy talking. Now he ain't but 17 years old, but he ain't afraid.
Wow.
See, if Saul wasn't crooked, he could do the work himself. But God said, ah, he's a crook. Let me tell you something. God know when you're crooked.
Yeah,
right. He know when you ain't up to no good.
Yeah.
And you got some people in your family ain't no mean you no good. They trying to point you down. They talking about you and everything else. The hardest people to pastor is my family.
Yes, sir. Ooh. Yes, sir.
I'm going to tell it like it is, Shane. Yeah. I ain't got nothing to hide. Y'all heard what Reverend Smith say. Reverend Smith, he's going to tell it just like it is.
Yes.
Whether I'm here, there, anywhere, it don't make no difference where I'm at. Because I'm going to let the Lord know that I'm for him. And he saved my hands out of a pit car running.
Hell. All right.
Hell. He saved you too, didn't he? Yes, he did. You know how hot it is out there? Yeah, hotter than that, ain't it? It be hot, boy. Oh, I said, oh, Lord Jesus. And I was listening to my brother. He said, I can't do no work in the sun anymore. I have to stay in and all this stuff, you know. And I was thinking yesterday, Lord, you got me. Because here I am washing cars in 107-degree weather, and here I am on a fast. Here I am doing the work of the Lord. My mind's still intact and everything. Nothing but God. That's why we hot. Some of the people say when they come to Pastor Carr and them elder preachers come and talk to them, they can't stand that heat. Remember, Carr, it be hot.
Yeah.
And you think about that, the hell.
Right.
See, one of these old days,
yeah,
God gonna speak to that devil. And either we gonna go one or the other ways.
Amen.
I don't care how you look, I don't care how fine and dandy you is, how smart you is. God don't care about that. All he wanna know is, do you wanna be saved?
Follow.
I know I want to be saved. They say that song, I want to be in the meeting. Y'all remember that? I want to be at the meeting. Come on, church.
Oh, no, they ain't get home. All of them get home.
I ain't coming for you, nobody. Saints go home. And then they say, after
separation, we'll be in the
room.
All right.
get your house in order. You got to put on a breastplate of righteousness and your feet shod with the preparation of God. You got to know, say, Lord, I need you to help me live. Because I can't do this by myself. But I need you to help me. Because I don't want to be lost. They just got to sing the song, didn't they? The choir got to sing the song.
I
was in the back, but I sure was listening. I'm a good listener. The more folks say, watch the people that talk all the time. Because they ain't good on the line. A smart man or a smart woman gonna listen. And my mama say, two people can't talk at the same time. Let her talk, did it? Says, and Saul said unto David, now don't forget, now I want to talk about that burning bush today, but he led me here because somebody is in here that's going through something and God is trying to tell you, I'm going to favor you in this matter.
All right.
See, I ask God to use me.
All right.
Not for me to be glorified and get no pat on the back because I know it ain't nothing I'm doing. It's God, the Father, God, the Son, God. That's the one that's working that thing out for you. That's the one that's going to bring you out of your tribulation and tribulation and trial. That's the one going to dry your drooping eye, Jesus.
Hello.
I said Jesus. I don't know nobody else. I said Jesus. And the boys the other day were finna get the devil in, but I changed their whole matrix. I said, come on, y'all, let's pray together. On the come. It don't matter where I'm at. Let me tell you something. We, as Christians, supposed to have a favor with those children and turn them around when they're trying to do something wrong. You got to put the Lord in it, and they'll go. God favored me. Somebody say that God favored me. I don't know about you, but God favored me. When I was in the streets, God still favored me. When I was running up and down the streets, God favored me. He heard my mama pray. When I was doing all kinds of things I thought was right, God favored me. And favor is better than money. Somebody say, God is good. All the time. God is good. All I'm trying to tell my son, he don't see it right now, but he'll see it when he get older, that my daddy, all he was trying to do was help my behind. But I know that the devil is on his shirt. Yeah. The devil don't want you to do nothing constructive when it got something to do with Jesus. Right. Did not Jesus say in 16:18, upon this rock, I'm going to build my church and the gates of hell.
Right.
He let you know that as soon as I build something, you're going to say.
That's it.
Because 1 Corinthians 1:18, Paul said, we preach Christ. It's foolish to them. But it's salvation to us.
Yes, sir.
That's what Paul said. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But it's the power. Some of us ain't got no power. Because you ain't been reading your word. And I don't care what you say. Stay off them old songs and old flap on and get in the word of God. This. Say what you want to say about me. I don't care. Get in the word and say, Lord, show me what you're talking about. Show me what you need me to do. And watch God work.
Watch him work.
Watch God put some money in your pocket. Watch God make you buy the people. Watch God be making you walk. You be going over here and lay bleed. Man, God is awesome. You talking about God? The man that made you woke you up this morning? The man that put money in your feet this morning? He'll do it. Everything I got, God gave it to me. I can't afford none of this. Everything I'm even the clothes, and yours too. Let me get checked. But yours too. That ain't yours. Close your eyes and see what we'll be for.
Yes, sir.
The funeral home will cut them pants all up and everything else cut you up.
Yes, sir.
I know what I'm talking about. Because God has been good to me. And I just want to praise him because of what he has done. He has kept my mind together. He has kept you and I heart beating on. He has kept us going to the doctors and taking our medicine like we're supposed to. He kept us in the cool air when it's hot outside. He kept my mind to know that it's hot outside. When it ain't cold, somebody is not in it. Somebody ain't in the right mind today. Amen. You don't believe me, go to MD Amos. Preacher called me this morning. I said, what you doing where we used to check? He said, man, I need to tell you. I said, yeah, you right. What you trying to say? And I'm not all that. But people are going to call on people that know that they're trying to be real with the master.
That's right.
So what you say?
Right.
They're going to call you. You know why? Because you ain't playing with it. too much faking and shaking in the church as it is. God don't want no faking. God ain't no faker. Right here, them people trying to kill them people. The Philistines is trying to kill the children of Israel. Wow. And the Bible said he did it 40 days. Go read it. 16th verse of this chapter. He did it 40 days, night and morning. Don't you know you get tired of somebody just picking on you all the time? They have a song I said, tired of being picked on. I'm tired of being picked on and bullied.
No, that's right. Tell it real.
I ain't never been bullied. No. They had some old big boy when I was coming up on trial. I said, oh, come on. Come on. I'll pick up them little marbles. And tie them up in there, y'all tie them in there. Yeah, come on, I'm gonna put a knot upside your head. I ain't bothering you. You be telling me gonna mess with me, I ain't bothering you.
That's right, man.
My mom said, I'm wrong about it. They'll knock you well.
Hit you right. I hit you right on the ball. Amen. Tell you. Amen.
And he picking on the children of Israel. And David said, let me go down there far. I'm gonna drop down. Y'all drop down. Look what David said. And Saul scared to death, poor thing. He just don't know he's a crook. David ain't no crook. David is trying to, he's poor, he ain't got much, but the Lord finna make him rich. Y'all ain't hear that. I said David is poor right now, but the Lord finna bless him with all kind of material things. You don't believe it? Because he's living the right way for God. He said, I tell you what, King, I'm out there with the cows and the sheep and all, you know, don't smell too good out there. Now, come on up here now. When you read the Bible, you got to read with you, get understanding too. The Bible says, get with them, get understanding with you, okay? Now, he was dealing with them lions and bears and tigers and monkeys and all that kind of stuff. You know what's going on out there. David said, yes. And me and Eugene be walking in the park. You know, them lions dying. I see them, I say, ooh, Lord. They be looking at me and say, nigga, come over here. They be looking at me. Them old bears, I don't know what they be doing. They be like, ooh, ooh, ooh. I said, oh, Lord, I don't know. I said, oh, Lord, don't let them come out here on me. Man, I put some pep in my step then. I heard they shook the ground, boy. They said, oh, oh. I said, oh. You know what? The paramedics have to come out there and give me some oxygen, whatever. And when you leave him, I said, come on, Eugene, let's get on by these bands, because I don't want to hear them. They might tear the fence down. They have a fence. Yeah, yeah.
Tear the fence down.
Might tear the fence down, that's right. And I sure can't run. No, no. Me and Ronnie been fell out. I can walk. When I tell my wife, she said she's walking, I said, look, you gon' walk, but I ain't trying to keep up with you, because, you know, I'm gonna do my thing. Y'all go ahead on.
That the message preached today bless you and has led you to a deeper walk in the Lord.
The New Jerusalem worship services are as follows. Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. Morning worship at 11 a.m. And Wednesdays at 5 p.m. at Bible study.
The New Beulah Baptist Church, 908 Carlos Street, Forest, Louisiana. Service time, 2nd and 4th Sunday, 8 a.m. morning worship and 9:30 a.m. Sunday school. God bless you.
KQJO, St. Joseph Natchez 99.3.
Good morning. Welcome to Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville, Louisiana, near the Berrytown Shopping Center. Contact Pastor Johnson by writing P.O. Box 259, Leesville, Louisiana 71496, or phone 337-239-3845. Or 337-238-4063. And now, here's Johnson Temple.
Then in heaven, lift up my heart.